In numbers.
Absolute numbers.
Absolute numbers. Yeah. Okay. Like here is the I give some most talk open source vulnerabilities in the past two or three years. Maybe you have heard that, like a Hubreed in 2014, Ghost, Venom, Drone, and the Quad Router in Android. Yeah, I think I can give a simple introduction to the core router. Core router is a vulnerability in Android system. It was introduced in the code base since 2010, but just discovered last year, okay? This vulnerability, I think, affects 9 million Android systems building using Qualcomm devices. If the vulnerability is exploited, the attacker can trigger the privilege escalation to gain access to the root of the Android devices, and you will get the data lost. Okay, and I think the number of the vulnerabilities increase year by year, and the severity is getting more and more critical. The situation will get worse, will not get better. Many news about the open source security, the vulnerabilities or the attack are posted in all over the internet continuously, because your car will be recalled in 2017 thanks to the poor open source security. Even MongoDB will get more attack in 2017. That's the today's situation. Okay, so here comes the objectivity of my research. With increasing importance and complexity of OSS, effective security practice to secure open source development will result in more breaches that are serious in the future. That this leads to a need for survey and reiteration of software security practice which are integrated in the development of open source applications. The intention of this study is to carry out a systematic review. To summarize what we know about this software security practice in the context of open source development, not in general software, and to offer our suggestions for researchers in open source security. This is the summary of previous literature review on open source in the past 10 years. That's all reviews in the past 10 years. As you can see, in the first few reviews, the researchers just focused on the review of the overall research, overall research on OSS, and classified their research work. But in recent reviews, the researchers focus on certain areas of the open source, such as they review the quality assessment model, or the certification of open source, or the adoption OSS, even the barriers that newcomers faced in open source project. There is some research in to do the review. Okay, but you can see there's no researches put efforts in open source security, okay? And even the review of open source quality assessment or the certification, the software security just a part of their discussions, okay? So our contribution is to mitigate this gap and to address the security, software security aspect in open source development. That's our contribution. And I'll keep on talking about my research method. The systematic review is based on the guideline provided by Kitchenham, okay, and which is appropriate for software engineering. Okay, can you see that? Based on the guideline, we established the protocol, and which contains three items. include the formulation of the research questions, define search strategy, and the selection criteria. Regarding the classification framework, we define two categories of the classification scheme. One is a software security area. It is to classify the security practice we found. Okay, sorry. Too fast. And the other is social technical aspect. Because in this research, we are also interested in how the social technical aspect of open source security has been taken care of by researchers. Okay, due to the diversity of open source, there are many composite factors, technical or non-technical, affects the open source security. Okay, in this research, we'll investigate. Research questions is the most important part of the systematic review. In this research, we formulate three research questions to drive the entire systematic review. The first one, what research has been conducted on the security practice and behaviors in the context of the open source development. And here we is to investigate the software security areas of the research in open source development. Research question two, what research has been conducted on the social technical security aspect associated with open source development. We like to see how the social technical approaches have been applied in open source discussions and what the factors or issues they have been talked about. In addition to software security area and the social technical approach aspects, we want to investigate how knowledge management issues that have been discussed in the research. Okay, knowledge management issue. So there are three focus in our research: the software security areas in open source, the social technical aspect, the knowledge management aspect. Okay, you can say three aspects will be discussed in this research. Third strategy, okay, is the second item of our protocol. It's used to search primary studies, including the two items. Search term, to avoid the overlooking of relevant publications, we define the search term with high sensitivity using the combination of two category keywords in relation to open source and security. The first one is the keywords related to open source software. Here's the example, open source free software, libre software, and OSS. The second category of the keywords is a stream made up keyword related to security, such as security, secure, insecure, vulnerability, virus, malware, exploit, threat, hack. Any keyword related to software security will include in this category. Okay, and regarding the literature resources, we primarily made use of Scopus digital library. This library indexed several known journals or conference proceedings, books such as IEEE. ACM, Science Direct, Springers. Yeah, this digital library is very user-friendly and the scope coverage is quite big. In addition to use the Scopus, okay, we also perform the search directly on this digital library to ensure that we did not overlook any important material. Also, we use the Google Scholar. Okay, that's the scope, the search scope. Yes?
Do you have any automated process for this or did you do it manually?
Manually. Okay. Yeah, manually. It's a huge work. selections criteria. I think we define the selection criteria to determine what researches, which publications are included it or excluded from the systematic review. In including criteria, here are four criteria we used to include the publications. I just back to here more slowly. Studies that describe software security practice in OS development is the first criteria. Studies that discuss security issue in OS development, discuss security issue. Third, studies that discuss social technical characteristics of OS security. Anything about social technical issues will be included here. Studies that discuss not issues OS security. Now here are the inclusion criteria. For the exclusion criteria, papers and everything English, yeah, of course. And studies that do not focus explicitly in OS context, such as they make use of open source repository as their start reference. Maybe they just provide solutions or they study general software and they use the open source repository for their testing or verification. Such kind of paper will be excluded. We focus on the context of open source development. Third, studies that only address security concepts, such as they comparing open and the cross software. Okay, they make comparison or they discuss the use of open source, the adoption. Because we focus on the development side, not the adoption side. And the papers on these criteria will be excluded. Okay, there are some judgments here. Next, classification scheme. The first classification scheme is for software security area. To classify the security practice we found in the literature, we adopt OWASP, Open Web Application Security Project, their model, Software Assurance Material Model, we call SAMM. Okay. This model is built upon four main business functions: governance, construction, verification, and deployment. And there are security practices tied to each business functions. A total of 12 security practices defined in this model. Okay, it's for security area classification. Next, social technical aspect. The analysis of social technical aspect is based on social technical framework provided by Stuart Kowalski, which consists two, I think most of you have viewed that, consists two basic models. One is social technical system, STS. The other one is security by consensus model, SBC model. Social technical system has two subsistence, social and technical. In social, there are two aspects, culture and structure. Structure means organizational structure. Technical, there are two aspects, method and machine. The SBC model is a detailed part of this framework. There are seven layers, detailed layers, to address security issues from different social aspects. In our research, we consolidated these two models and to categorize the social technical factors in six groups. We use culture, structure, legal, manager, operational, and technical. Yeah, I will not explain the detail what's the meaning of this. I think we can see some examples later to see the definition of these factors. That's the classification scheme for social technical aspects. Okay, we can start discuss the selection execution. The selection on digital library initially get 2,942 papers. That's two true numbers. And in stage two, we review these papers, just look at the screening, the title and abstract, okay, and get 167. I did screen the title abstract one by one, it needs almost 3,000 papers, and get 167 papers that focus on concerning security in journal, just in journal. Okay, the paper discuss open source security. Okay, in stage three, we individually went through these 167 papers, and we by skimming the articles, we went through the articles, and we obtained the papers that address the software security issue in the context of open source development. What's the context of open source development? That if the papers, they talk about open security, but they just refer to security as a side topic. Maybe they talk about software security in open source versus general software. It's just a side topic. They focus on the open source security. We'll exclude this paper. Or they make use of open source project, like I say, as their study reference. These two categories of papers will be excluded. Then we get 93 papers in this stage. Then we classify these 93 papers in three categories into OS development, OS concept, OS adoption. Three categories in this paper among these papers. These two categories, OS concept and OS adoption, I think they provide the basic understanding of open source security, but they not provide any evidence to secure open source development. So we exclude these two categories. Then finally, the final stage, we get 42 papers. That's the final numbers we get from our systematic review. 42. I have an overview about for the 42 publications. This is the publication of this over the years. I did not set up the year. Year is not my criteria in my systematic review. Okay, it's opened. Can you see that in 2001, there's no publications related to open source security or in the context of open source development. And just five publications in 4 years here. Okay, here. Why is the situation? I think that's because in the beginning of the open source security research, most research focus on discuss the concept of open source security or debate on the open source and the core software. I think the security practice is not their interest in this period. And 2014 is the highest number of publications happened in this year. Okay, this is the year that the Hubbry vulnerability is found. Okay, that's the general information for the 42 papers. Next is the distribution of studies according to the publication venue. I think we just have a quick look about this data. Just very simple. 70% published in conference publishing, 60% in journal, and 40% in books, studies, and white paper. The leading publication, the venue, top five publication venues are conference proceeding, and in the field of software engineering. Okay, so the open source security is still the focus of in software engineering, not in other field. We can start our discussions. The findings of our analysis are organized by the research questions. Okay, here is a recap of the research questions. Software security area, so technical approaches, and not many issues. Then I'll have the discussions depends on our research questions. First, what research has been conducted on the security practice and behaviors in the context of open source OS development? Okay. This table is the publication that fit the characterization of security area using our the classification model. Okay, Verification, as you can see, is the most cited category of security practice in open source development. Yeah, it occupied about half of the publications. Okay, why researchers focus on verification of open source software? Okay, this is normally because that the open source they lack of formal system verifications. They rely on volunteers to do the system verification. They do not have a formal process for the verification. Many researchers provide many systematic solutions in code review and security testing. Okay, you can see many researchers in this area. Construction is received the second highest attention, about 30%. And its subcategory, secure architecture, yes, has a significant high number in this area, okay, much more than other sub areas. And the topic discussed in this area, the breakdown in three topics: characteristics of security bugs, vulnerable code change in OSS, secure system design, and adoption of security tools. Okay. Governance and deployment are two areas that receive the least attention. You can see just few, it's 5 in governance and 7 in deployment in the past 17 years, okay, in the past few years of research. This is because that open source project, they do not have a corporate management staff to organize or monitor or improve the software development process. So there is a poor project management practice in these two areas, such as there's no research about about strategy and metrics. Just one in policy, no in education. And just one in operational enhancement. Yes, very poor researches on these two areas. Okay. Just have a picture here. Then, this is question two. What research has been conducted on the social technical aspect associated with open source development? Among the 42 studies, only 2 they applied social technical approaches to address the open source security issue. Here I briefed two papers. The one is the proposed social technical metrics to describe the code review collaboration. They use data mining in the open source project Chromium to provide the social technical metrics. The second study is to analyze social technical aspect of software problem management in open source community. The problem they mentioned here is the bug, the defect of the software. Only 2 papers use social technical approaches to analyze open source security. We apply social analysis to I think we here and then we apply analysis on list on the 42 papers to understand the social technical elements highlight in the studies. Here is the summarize our the findings. But before we go into the details, too much information here. Before we go into the details, I'd like to show these figures. It's the coverage rate of social technical aspects. The discussions of technical aspects of security happened in 98%. Yeah, you can see 41 out of the 42. And there are less than 50% of studies, they talk about the social sectors of open source security. And it's only 16% in average. Okay, let's look back the detail, have this picture in mind, let's look back the details of the data. Operational security has higher frequency of discussions in these papers. The reason is very simple. Because when we provide the technical method to the software communities. There are always certain process embedded in the technical method, right? And so that there to ensure the implementation, especially at the working level. They study the design process, coding behavior. They study the system test process. They study the code review process or a quality assurance process. This process is supporting their technical solutions. Mm-hmm. And compare with operational security, other social aspects did not have enough attention. There are three publications discuss cultural security, like incentive or also participant, developer reputations that will be affect the open source security, testing culture, of course. Three publications in cultural security, they discuss the model, the structures of open source community, like the Onion model versus the source code maintenance, or core proprietary structure versus code review outcome, and distributed team versus the shared model of bug fixing. One publication discussed the policy of open source, and others are discussed the managerial. Okay. Next. Okay. Yeah. Research question three. What research has been conducted focusing on aspect of security knowledge management in open source development? According to the security area of the selected study based on our classification model, there is no studies in this area, in the education and guidance, where there are two major activities defined by OWASP, security training, knowledge sharing. There is no one focus in this area. But however, there are still some some papers address the knowledge problem in open source security. I summarize our findings in this table. As you can see, lack of security knowledge is the common problem that the research usually deal with. But among these studies, only two studies provide the systematic solutions to tackle this knowledge issue. They provide a prediction model or verification system. Their focus is on the minimization of human efforts in system verification. That's how they deal with the knowledge issues, security issues in open source development. Now it's the conclusion. Okay, this work is a systematic review with a social technical analysis approach that we try to identify, extract, analyze the study conducted in the context of open source development. Okay, the selected study is classified into four main categories, security area, governance, I think I did not go through that. We can see verification have a most interest in the research, and the governance has the lowest. The social technical approach has not get much attention in this research area. The discussion between technical and social aspects seems quite unbalanced. The last one, there is a gap. Yeah, lack of knowledge management aspect in open source. Yeah, obviously. So in our future work, two works in the future. We apply a SOAR technical approach. We like to be the pioneer to identify the SOAR technical factors that influence the security quality of software product that produced by open source community. Okay. And then we'll propose a security knowledge sharing framework that fit into this social technical context of open source community. Okay, to you know, just to mitigate the gap of the research work. Well, that's my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. And we open up for questions.
Thank you very much for a very interesting and very well-structured presentation, I must say. You approaching the problem in a very solid way. So that's good. You don't usually get to see reviews done in this way. It's just like a collection of abstracts. So that's very good. From a very practical perspective, if I'm a decision maker in an organization and I'm faced with a choice of two products, one being Microsoft Office and the other one being OpenOffice, one of them being open source, the other one being kind of closed source.
Azure software.
Right, Microsoft is more closed, yeah. So how can this result that you're working on here help me to make a more informed decision about, you know, should I go for Microsoft or OpenOffice if the only thing I'm concerned about is security, assuming everything else is equal? Okay, yeah. Which one should I go for and why, taking advantage of your findings?
Yeah, okay. Before I answer the question, I can show you a slide. The related word here. I can say no, I can answer the questions. Why? Because your answer is, the questions you ask is that on the adoption side, open source, there are many research in this field. They discuss the risk assessment of the open source when you use the open source, when you adopt the open source. Okay, they discuss the assurance model. How can you assess the quality of the open source? How can you get the certification open source? In my research, we focus on development side. If you are develop and open the open source software, I can suggest that you can maybe you put efforts in the governance of the open source, the security, the governance, because they're weak. There's just weak research in this field. There are many research in verification, but if you're talking about the adoption of open source, I suggest you can take that these two over. The adopt open source. This research is done by NTNU, another research is NTNU, and adopt open source. So I think the adoption of open source in the research is quite rich indeed. But my focus is on development side. That's why I can answer your questions. But it's very interesting. I can do some study that adoption.
Yeah, I can do a follow up. So, typically, you are in a decision context, and you have to choose between products that are similar with respect to this. So, looking at how good the various security methods are, you know, the management methods and everything else, there is an expression: the proof of the pudding is in the eating. Okay, now that suggests. If you apply that in this context, mm-hmm. one needs to look at the different software development products, whether or not they've been in open source or closed source, and how do they perform with respect to security.
Okay.
That would be, I would say, highly relevant to get like a real understanding of, you know, what works, what does not work, because maybe it is the case that, you know, open source are a lot better, maybe they're a lot worse, but you really have to check with the final product in an operational context. Deployment has to be taken into account. So is that something that you intend to cover here, that the proof of the pudding is in the eating kind of approach, where you look at incidents, deployments, reported vulnerabilities, or maybe not?
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Maybe okay, not. Thank you. Good answer.
But you mentioned that if in my opinion, if you like to choose the software between commercial or open source, you have to check the support, because anyone can do open source. They can invent any software in the platform, but how about the support? That's the major difference between commercial and the open source. But there are many factors to affect the adoption of open source, indeed. But here, my focus would be the development, the coding behavior. The coding, yeah. Because it's the source of security, the source of vulnerabilities. Yeah. If they can secure the open source development, you can use open source more comfortable, I think. Yeah.
But maybe the people that work in the open source community are more clever, more bright to get a job than those that get paid from Microsoft.
Yeah.
Yes, other question, Marius.
Yep.
So in your study, you took the security aspect and you ran the study and you came up with the conclusion that there is not enough knowledge sharing and not enough dissemination of certain practices.
Yeah.
What if you taken any other aspect of software development? Let's say you took testing or you took user experience design and you repeat the study. Would the conclusion be the same? Or would the conclusion be different? So what I'm asking is the dissemination of knowledge and know-how for security in open source project any different to dissemination of knowledge and know-how in any other aspect of software development?
Yeah. In my opinion, okay, just because the research is beginning, I think that's different because in open source, the developers, they are all volunteers to join the communities. Their mission, what's their mission? Their mission is to produce the software, to make the software online for download. But the security will stop the progress to develop the software, because there's no one to mention the knowledge, the security knowledge when they develop the software. Okay, they join the community, they open the repository, and then they start their code. But knowledge is separated in another, maybe in other systems. Okay, there's no one or the lack of the teaching method in software security knowledge. I think there, the knowledge sharing or knowledge teaching learning in open source community is quite different in the physical environment, like us in the classroom, because they all meet online, they all meet in the virtual world. How can we dispute the knowledge, secure knowledge specific for the project? Because you come from the software domain, there's much secure knowledge in the world, much secure knowledge, software not secure knowledge. But we don't expect this developer understand all the knowledge. We don't expect them. They come here for a small project, maybe just write the 10 lines of code. What knowledge they should have to improve the security? Okay, I think that's the difference. The knowledge should be in the context of the open source development, not for the journal software development. We like to introduce a knowledge specific for their project, but the project in open source development is quite various. The diversity. We have to know what kind of knowledge is adapted to the certain open source project. Okay, that's the difficulty. Yeah.
Yes, I know we might have to do a seasonal upgrade of our prices for the best student question, since Buff is now, we have to go over to sunglasses or caps or who knows what we can find. And there is no students, but we could give them for the best student. PhD students question, and I've seen the PhD student, yes, I have seen the PhD student, so one PhD student question, and then we have to wrap up in 5 minutes.
Yeah, hi Steven.
Yeah.
So whenever you are using the term security in your presentation and your study, what exactly you are trying to mean by that term, because it can mean many things. So when you say security, are you considering the CIA triad, confidentiality, integrity, availability, or do you mean security at the code level, or maybe the software is not security compliant, or so do you have a proper definition or something that you are exactly considering whenever you are saying that there's a lack of security gap or something in the open source?
Okay, in my research, I focus on the coding practice, okay. The coding practice called the code security. Okay, not just the confidentiality or the network security. Okay. I care about the code, how to write a secure code in open source.
But did you try to analyze that when the aspect of the security that you considered in your study might not be very relevant for the people who are using it? So let's say when I am developing something, I have some certain objective in my mind that I'll try to fulfill through my software or application or something. And in that case, maybe this code security is not at all, or it doesn't hold a very high priority among the user, those who are trying to use it. So this is what I'm trying to understand, that is it really very relevant for them to address this issue in the open source in the first place? And that's why you can say that, okay, it was very relevant and they did not address it properly. Mm-hmm. So there is a gap in this one and I should fulfill it.
Yeah.
So yeah. This is what I'm trying to understand, that is it really useful? Or we can skip that aspect of the security and try to consider another aspect.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can think about your questions and answer you later, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Thanks for your questions.
Yeah, thank you for the questions, and let's thank Stephen again. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.
And then to Vivek for the question, I know you won't get. They are... Two more now.